Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. We continue our Director's Cut musicals, and this week it's Mary Poppins. Oh, yes. In 1964, this film, this live-action and animated hybrid, as they called it, fantasy comedy, came out, produced by Walt Disney, with the songs written and composed by the Sherman brothers, Richard and Robert. Well, the film, which combines live-action and animation, stars Julie Andrews in her feature film debut, as Mary Poppins, who visits a dysfunctional family in London and employs a unique brand of lifestyle to improve the family's dynamic. There you go. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Fire! Light up the sky. It's the entertainment thrill of a lifetime. Mary Poppins, starring the toast of Broadway's musical stage, the incomparable Julie Andrews.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down.
And America's fabulous funny man, Dick Van Dyke, as you've never seen him before. Mary Poppins, the fabulous adventures of the world's most charming and delightfully eccentric heroine.
I can tell you one thing, Winifred. I don't propose standing idly by and letting that woman, Mary Poppins, undermine the discipline of... Something odd, I meant extremely odd, about the behavior of this household since that woman arrived.
Yes, dear?
Ow! There it is again!
Yes, the wondrous and magical ways of Walt Disney's Mary Poppins so completely and so hilariously discombobulate the family with whom she comes to stay in such delightfully amazing ways. Their lives are never again quite the same. And nor will yours be when you've been touched by the magic of this magnificent new motion picture from Walt Disney, Mary Poppins.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Oh, stupid kind of magic. It's realidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilistic, it's realidocious.
Goodbye, Mary Poppins. Don't stay away too long.
Well, Dick Van Dyke, David Tomlinson and Glynis Johns are featured in supporting roles. The film was shot entirely at the Walt Disney Studios in Burbank, California, using painted London background scenes. We're going to sort of continue now with music opening up. Well, it's the overture, as I like playing these. And then we go into the songs. Brilliant songs, in fact, from the Sherman Brothers.
Thank you.
chim-chimmy, chim-chimmy, chim-chim-chimmy, how sweet is as lucky can be. Chim-chimmy, chim-chimmy, chim-chim-chiroo, good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you. Chim-chimmy, chim-chim-chiroo, chim-chim-chiroo.
Ladies and gents, comical poem, suitable for the occasion, extemporized and thought up before your very eyes. All right, here we go. Rooming for everyone, gather around. The constable is responsible. Now, how does that sound? Hello, Miss Locke. I got one for you. Miss Locke likes to walk in the park with Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Mrs. Corey, a story for you. Your daughters were shorter than you, but they grew. Dear Miss Persimmon. Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing, about to begin. Can't put me finger on what lies in store, but I feel what's to happen, all happened before. I'm sorry, where was I?
There you go, Dick Van Dyke opening up the film. Well, in 1910, Winifred Banks returns to her home in Edwardian London after a suffragette rally and learns that her children, Jane and Michael, have run away. Let's go to the suffragettes.
We're clearly soldiers in petty coats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group they're rather stupid. Cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, sister suffragette. From Kensington to Billingsgate, one hears the restless cries from every corner of the land. Womankind, arise! Political equality and equal rights with men. Take heart, for Mrs. Pankhurst has been clapped in irons again. No more the meek and mild subservience we. We're fighting for our rights militantly. Never you fear! So cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing it.
Sister Suffragettes from Mary Poppins. Well, yes, they ran away for the fourth time in 1 week, which prompted their nanny, Katie Nana, to quit her job. Well, that night, Winifred's strict and ambitious husband, George, returns from his job at the bank, and he has this to say.
I feel a surge of deep satisfaction, much as a king astride his noble steed, when I return from daily strife to hearth and wife. How pleasant is the life I lead.
Dear, it's about the children.
Yes, yes, yes. I run my home precisely on schedule. At 6:01, I march through my door. My slippers, sherry and pipe are due. At 6:02, consistent is the life I lead.
George, they're missing.
Splendid, splendid. It's grand to be an Englishman in 1910. King Edward's on the throne, it's the age of men. I'm the lord of my castle, the sovereign, the liege. I treat my subjects, servants, children, a wife, with a firm but gentle hand, noblesse oblige. It's 6:03 and the heirs to my dominion are scrubbed and tubbed and adequately fed. And so I'll pat them on the head and send them off to bed. Ah, lordly is the life I lead. A British nanny must be a general. The future empire lies within her hands. And so the person that we need to mold the breed is a nanny who can give commands. You getting this, Winifred?
Oh, yes, dear, every word.
A British bank is run with precision. A British home requires nothing less. Tradition, discipline, and rules must be the tools. Without them, disorder, catastrophe, anarchy. In short, you have a ghastly mess.
The life I lead there, Tomlinson there singing that song. Well, of course, then he decides to say what he has to say about finding a nanny.
Select the next person.
Oh, would you, George?
The way to find a proper nanny is to go about it in a proper fashion. I shall put an advertisement in the Times. Take this down, please.
Yes, of course, dear.
Wanted. Required. Nanny? Firm? Respectable? No nonsense. A British nanny must be a general. The future empire lies within her hands. And so the person that we need to mold the breed is a nanny who can give commands. You getting this, Winifred?
Oh, yes, dear, every word.
A British bank is run with precision. A British home requires nothing less. Tradition, discipline, and rules must be the tools. Without them, disorder, catastrophe, anarchy. In short, you have a ghastly mess.
Splendid, George. Inspirational. The Times will be so pleased.
Yeah, the Times will be so pleased. Well, Jane and Michael present their own advertisement for a kind, sympathetic.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Featuring music from Walt Disney's most successful musical film, Mary Poppins. Well, the next day, several sour-faced nannies await outside the Banks family home, but a strong gust of wind magically blows them away. For Jane and Michael then witness a young woman floating down from the sky, gracefully descending with an open umbrella. The woman enters the Banks family home and introduces herself as Mary Poppins. To George's shock, Mary is holding the children's advertisement and the scraps have been put back together, which of course he tore up. She agrees with the advertisement's requests, but promises George that she will be firm with his children. Well, Mary manipulates George into hiring her. Upstairs, Mary helps the children magically clean their nursery. Well, before we can listen to A Spoonful of Sugar, this is how Robert and Richard Sherman actually came up with the idea for the song in this piece from an interview which they did at the time the film came out. I think you're going to find this rather interesting.
We were staff writers at Disney, and we had been working at many, many different projects.
We were working on five different projects at the same time as we were working on Poppins.
Right, and so this Poppins was the back burner thing, because there was nobody assigned really to it except DeGrotti, my brother, and myself. Nobody else on the whole studio. And at one point, Walt said, we have to get busy on this other picture and do this and this, and so we're going to we're going to drop Poppins for a while, but we're not forgetting it, but we have to just let go of it.
He was still negotiating with Mrs. Travers.
So we gotten pretty far. We had written about 23 songs by that time. So we took the 17 of them that we thought were the most likely to wind up in the film. And we said, let's just go down to the studio and make some piano voice demos.
Of love as winter snow only hides the flowers below. Every face and everyday place conceals a beauty it reveals to the eyes of love.
There is a story, I'll tell you. We had this ballad called Through the Eyes of Love. We loved it. We thought, oh, it's all about...
Other songwriters, years hence... loved it, too.
Yeah, they used that title. But we wrote that as a Mary Poppins keynote ballad. And it was a love affair between us and our little brainchild. And when Julie Andrews came out to the studio, she had a long chat with Walt, and she was very lovely with us. She was very excited about it.
She liked all the songs that we had written for her. But
she didn't like
The Eyes of Love.
And Walt said, Julie's a little unhappy with it. She wants something a little more snappy and crisp and more...
more Mary Poppins-ish.
And, wow, we said, what are we going to do? And it was very depressing for us because that was what we thought our magnum opus. That was a great one. So...
We went around in circles for days and days.
We were trying to think of a slogan. I remember we were trying to think of a simple key phrase
An apple a day, right? Something like a slogan that would be easy for people to remember. And
stitch in time saves nine.
Right.
Practice makes perfect.
Anyway, nothing worked. And I went home depressed. He went home depressed. And
night after night.
Night after night. And one day, my older boy, Jeff, who was then only about 9 or 8, came home from school. I said, how was school, son? And he said, okay, we had our sock vaccine today. I said, oh, did it hurt? He said, oh, no, they just give you a little lump of sugar and put some medicine in the middle and you just eat it. It's nothing.
I said, no kidding.
Next day, I said, Dick, what do you think of this? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
And I said, that is one of the most ridiculous statements I've ever heard in my life. And with that, I took a walk again. And as I was walking about, I said to myself, spoonful of sugar help. What a silly idea. Medicine go down. And every time I said down, I said, Mary Poppins says stay awake when she wants them to go to sleep. So if we say in the music, go down, go up with the music. And I got very excited and came running back into the room. And Bob said, what's the matter with you? I said, I got an idea. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down. Medicine, go down. That's Mary Poppins. And he said, that's Mary Poppins. We both said, yes, that's Mary Poppins.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Mm-hmm.
honey bees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro. Because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence, they find their task is not a
now everything's now ship-shape in the room. Well, while walking in a park, the trio encounters Mary's friend Bert, played, of course, by Dick Van Dyke, a jack-of-all-trades working as a street painter today. Well, Mary transports the group into one of Bert's drawings. While the children ride on a carousel, Mary and Bert sing while strolling. Jolly holiday. Bert and Mary then participate in a horse race, which Mary wins.
I did a glorious die, right as a morning in May. I feel like I could fly.
Now, Bert, none of your larking about.
Have you ever seen the grass so green or a bluer sky? Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your odds so light.
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
When the day is grey and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
You are lightheaded.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Mary makes your heart so light.
When the day is grey and ordinary,
Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her.
The daffodils are smiling at the dove.
When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band. It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
holiday with you, Bert. Gentlemen like you are few.
A vanishing breed, that's me.
Though you're just a diamond in the rough, Bert. Underneath your blood is blue.
Common knowledge.
You'd never think of pressing your advantage. Forbearance is the hallmark of your creed.
True.
A lady needn't fear when you are near. Your sweet gentility is crystal clear. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. A jolly, jolly holiday with you.
It's true that Mavis and Sybil have ways that are winning, and Prudence and Gwendolyn set your heart spinning. Phoebe's delightful, Maud is disarming.
Janice?
Felicia?
Lydia?
Charming, Cynthia's dashing, Vivian sweet, Stephanie smashing, Priscilla a treat.
Veronica?
Millicent?
Agnes?
And Jane?
Convivial company, diamond again. Dorcas and Phyllis and Glynis are sorts. I'll agree with we jolly good sports, but cream of the crop, dip of the top, is Mary Poppins and there we stop.
Yes, of course, the sequence in the film, which involved some amazing animation for its time with Mary Poppins and, of course, Bert and the kids. Well, Mary uses a nonsense word to describe her victory. We know the word, don't we? Well, when a thunderstorm dissolves Bert's drawings, the group is returned to London. While putting the children to bed, Mary sings a lullaby coming up after we've heard this one. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Nearly, Alan.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad, my father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say me aching nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He travelled all around the world, and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and then they ask me out to tea.
Woo! But that's going a bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
She's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. It's Mary Poppins Day. Yep. Well, the next day, the trio and Bert visit Mary's odd uncle, Albert, whose uncontrollable laughter has caused him to float. Well, George becomes annoyed by the household's cheery atmosphere and threatens to fire Mary. Well, all this is going on, and he starts to sort of talk about his life and his job and his, you know.
A British bank is run with precision. A British home requires nothing less. Tradition, discipline, and rules must be the tools. Without them, disorder, chaos, moral disintegration. In short, you have a ghastly mess.
I quite agree.
The children must be molded, shaped, and taught that life's a looming battle to be faced and fought. In short, I am disturbed to hear my children talking about popping in and out of chalk pavement pictures, consorting with racehorse persons, fox hunting. Yes, well, I don't mind that quite so much. At any rate, it's traditional. But tea parties on the ceiling? I ask you, having tea parties on the ceiling, and highly questionable outings of every other kind. If they must go on outings, these outings ought to be fraught with purpose, yes, and practicality. These silly words like
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes, well done, you said it. And popping through pictures have little use, fulfill no basic need. They've got to learn the honest truth. Despite their youth, they must learn
about the life you lead.
Exactly.
They must feel the thrill of totting up a balanced book, 1,000 ciphers neatly in a row. When gazing at a graph that shows the profits up, their little cup of joy should overflow.
Precisely.
It's time they learned to walk in your footsteps.
My footsteps.
To tread your straight and narrow path with pride.
With pride.
Tomorrow, just as you suggest, pressed and dressed, Jane and Michael will be at your side.
Well, that evening, Mary sings a lullaby about a woman who sells bird food on the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral. And I always loved this song. I used to go out when I was a little boy. I used to feed the birds when I heard this. And then we'll be, well, the next day they go to the bank, which will be the children meet George's boss, the elderly Mr. Dawes Sr., who advises Michael to invest his tuppence in the bank, ultimately snatching the coins out of Michael's hands.
Early each day, to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed. And you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare. All it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds tuppence a bag. A bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see,
invest your tufferance wisely in the bank, safe and sound. Soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound. And you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands. In the hands of the directors who invest as propriety demands.
May I, sir?
Carry on, Banks.
You see, Michael, you'll be part of railways through Africa.
Exactly.
Dams across the Nile.
The ships, tell them about the ships.
Fleets of ocean greyhound.
More, tell them more.
Majestic self-amortizing canal.
Oh, it fires the imagination.
Plantations of ripening tea. All from
tuppence. Prudently, thriftily, frugally invested in the...
To be specific.
In the Dawes, Tomes, Mousley, Grubbs, Fidelity, Fiduciary Bank.
Now, Michael, when you deposit tuppence in a bank account, soon you'll see that it blooms into credit of a generous amount, semi-annually,
and you'll achieve that sense of stature as your influence expands. To the high financial strata that established credit now commands.
You can purchase first and second trust deeds. Think of the foreclosures, bonds, chattels, dividends, shares.
Bankruptcies.
Carousel.
Opportunities.
All manner of private enterprise.
Shipyards.
The mercantile.
Collieries.
Canneries.
Corporations.
Amalgamations.
Yes.
You see, Michael?
Tuppence. Patiently, cautiously, trustingly invested in the, to be specific, in the Dawes, Tomes, Mousley, Grubbs, Fidelity, Fiduciary Bank.
Fidelity, Fiduciary Bank. Well, Michael demands the money back. Other customers overhear the conflict and they all begin demanding their money back, causing a bank run. Well, Jane and Michael flee the bank and get lost in the East End. Well, Bert, now working as a chimney sweep, escorts them home. The three and Mary venture onto the rooftops where Bert dances with other chimney sweeps.
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chiree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chiroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Oh, blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiroo. Good luck, we're off when I shake hands with you. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiroo. Good luck, we're off when I shake hands with you.
Oh,
I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue. Where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things off in shadow and off way in white. On the rooftops of London, what a sight.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew
than them what sings chim chim chiree, chim chiroo. Chim chimini, chim chim chiree, chim chiroo.
With music from the classic Walt Disney musical, Mary Poppins. Well, George later receives a phone call from the bank requesting a meeting with him regarding Michael's actions. The children overhear the phone call and become concerned. Well, Bert advises George to spend more time with Jane and Michael before they grow up.
A man has dreams of walking with giants, to carve his niche in the edifice of time, before the mortar of his zeal has a chance to congeal. The cup is dashed from his lips, the flame is snuffed a-borning, he's brought to rack and ruin in his prime.
Life is a rum go, Governor, and that's the truth.
You know what I think? It's that woman, Mary Poppins. From the moment she stepped into this house, things began to happen to me.
Mary Poppins?
Yes, of course. My world was calm, well-ordered, exemplary. Then came this person with chaos in her wake. And now my life's ambitions go with one fell blow. It's quite a bitter pill to take.
It's that Poppins woman. She did it.
I know the very person you mean. Mary Poppins. She's the one what sings,
a spoonful of sugar, that is all it takes. It changes bread and water into tea and cakes.
See, that's exactly what I mean. Changing bread and water into tea and cakes, indeed. No wonder everything's higgledy-piggledy here.
A spoonful of sugar goes a long, long way. Have yourself a healthy helping every day.
An healthy help on a trouble, if you ask me.
You know what she did? I realize it now. She tricked me into taking Jane and Michael to the bank. That's how all the trouble started.
Tricked you in taking the children on an outing?
Yes.
Outrageous. A man with all the important things you have to do. Shameful.
You're a man of high position, esteemed by your peers. And when your little tykes are crying, you haven't time to dry their tears and see them grateful little faces smiling up at you, because their dad, he always knows just what to do.
Like you say, Governor,
you've got to grind, grind, grind at that grindstone. Though childhood slips like sand through a sieve, and all too soon they've up and grown, and then they've flown, and
and it's too late for you to give. Just that spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down.
Well, goodbye, Governor. Sorry to have troubled you.
Hoping to make amends, Michael gives George the tuppence. Stricken with regret, George slowly walks through London to the bank, where he's given a humiliating cashiering. Loss of words, George exclaims, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, tells a joke Uncle Albert had told the children, and happily walks home. When Mr. Dawes Sr. understands the joke, he floats up into the air laughing. Well, the next day, Mary Poppins tells the children she must leave. George mends his children's kite and takes the family out to flight. At the park, the family encounters Mr. Dawes Sr.'s son, Mr. Dawes Jr., surprise, who reveals that his father died laughing at the joke, "Let's go fly a kite."
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
Mary Poppins, don't stay away too long.
Finale, please, as Mary watches the family and decides her work is done. As Mary flies away, Bert looks up and says, "Goodbye, Mary Poppins." Don't Stay Away Too Long. I couldn't resist it. Thank you very much indeed for your company today. As thank as always to Marley and Eamon for helping me put the show together. And we're going to go out with this overture, which ends the
stepping
film.
Stepping time, stepping time. Come on, mighty stepping time.
Stepping time. Stepping time, stepping time, stepping time. Never your knees and never your mind. Stepping time, stepping time.
Kick your knees up.
Kick your knees up, stepping time. Kick your knees up, stepping time. Never your knees and never your mind. Kick your knees up, stepping time.
Pound the chimney.
Pound the chimney, stepping time. Round the chimney, stepping time. Never your knees and never your mind. Round the chimney, stepping time.
Flap like a birdie.
Flap like a birdie, stepping time. Flap like a birdie, stepping time. Never your knees and never your mind.
Up for the railing.
Up for the railing, stepping time. Up for the railing, stepping time. Every reason, every time. Up for the railing, stepping time.
Over the rooftops.
Over the rooftops, stepping time. Over the rooftops, stepping time. Every reason, every time. Stepping time. Over the rooftops, over the rooftops.
Make your elbows.
Make your elbows, stepping time. Make your elbows, stepping time. Make your elbows.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.